So first off, this is the first departure from like just the normal Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2. Could you explain why MTV Games decided to go with just a band-specific game?
Well, I think we decided to go with a band-specific game because this band is, you know, the biggest band in the world. So, you know, I think there's only really like a handful of bands that deserve like their own full game, and definitely like the Beatles are at the top of that list. And so they have such a rich visual history that it just made sense that, like, actually when we sort of mapped it out onto a game, we're like, wow, this is gonna, there's a lot of stuff here that we can do, you know. So
now explain to us, you mentioned the visual history of Beatles. Yeah. I mean, explain how that progression works out throughout the game. Sure. Like, I guess the ages they go on and they go to different venues. Could you explain
that? Yeah, so, I mean, the funny thing when you think about them aging is, like, really all this stuff happened over the course of 7 years. That was really the span of the Beatles. And so in the game, they start out in the Cavern Club. And basically, from there, you go to the Ed Sullivan Show. In America, then you go to Shea Stadium, which was like the first giant stadium concert, you know, 50,000 people. After that, they toured Asia, and you play in Budokan in Japan. And then at that point, they basically got fed up with touring and decided that they just wanted to go into the studio and just make music and record. And so at that point, you go into Abbey Road Studio 2, and that's when you start to see sort of imagined dreamscapes where the walls melt away and you sort of, you know, get taken to these other locations, you know. And then after that, you wind up playing the historic rooftop concert at Savile Row. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, explain some of the features in the game. I know this is kind of used to be kind of typical Rock Band fare, but so what are some of the new features that they've added in this version?
Yeah, I mean, so it's based upon, like, the Rock Band engine, so we have, like, all this same, like, fun stuff that Rock Band has, but some of the new stuff is the inclusion of vocal harmony. So now up to three people can sing, you know, either you can sort of sing, if you want to sing, like, the main line, that's fine, but if you want to sing the harmony, that's cool, too. It's like you're not going to get dinged if you don't, like, nail the harmonies, but we basically made like a new tutorial system that allows you to actually go in and listen to the different notes for the different harmony parts. So if you want to go in and practice and sort of learn how to do it, then you can come back to the game and actually sing in perfect harmony. And so if you sing, you know, in our previous Rock Band games, like when you get rated for how well you sing, it was like, okay, good, great, awesome, you know, but like awesome's not really like a Beatles word, so we changed awesome to fab. And so now when you're trying to sing perfect harmony, you get what's called a triple fab. So what people at the office have been doing is trying to like collect as many triple fabs as possible. And actually at the end of a song, it will say, you got, you know, 5 out of 10 triple fabs, or 2 out of 10 like double fabs, or whatever like that. So that's the big thing. And then there's also, you know, we have quick play, which is similar to our previous Rock Band games, but then we have story mode, which is what I was saying before, where it's sort of like progression through the band's, you know, history.
Now, go into some of the songs. I know it's probably a big catalog of songs that the Beatles have. How many tracks do they have, and what's unlockable? And as far as the Wii is concerned, what kind of downloadable content can we expect for that?
So there's 45 songs on disc, and then we announced this week that the first set of content will be the Abbey Road album, actually. And so, you know, similar to you know, DLC with Rock Band 2, what we're trying to do is do simultaneous, you know, or as close to simultaneous, like downloadable content for like all the platforms. So yeah.
And as far as multiplayer goes, I know we're gonna have the same type of multiplayer features, 4-player, local, but for the Wii, can we expect online play, all of that?
Yeah, so you'll have full online play for the Wii. Yeah, it's like same features as the other games, which is awesome. So
that's refreshing. What are some of the features you have as far as like going forward in the game? I know there's the one feature about allowing anyone to play. So if your grandmother wants to play, like a no-fail feature.
Yeah,
so, could you explain a little bit about that?
So like the one thing when we were thinking about this game, we realized is that really this game it's going to be attracting like probably our widest audience we've ever had, you know. So we're going to have like Rock Band fans, but then we're also going to have people that probably don't even own like a game console, and this will be the first time that they've experienced like really playing like a modern game. And so what we decided to do was like for people that are sort of new to the experience, when you're playing on easy, that automatically is no fail mode. So like now in easy, you can't fail out, which is cool. And then also when you're selecting your instruments and difficulty level, right there's a big button that's like, you know, no fail mode, turn it on or off, you know. So it's not like, I think in Rock Band 2, you kind of have to go through a bunch of menus to like turn it on, you know. So now like sort of pretty much like per game session, you can toggle it the way that you want, you know, so.
And then finally, how much does it cost on the Wii, and when is it going to be in stores?
So it's going to be in stores on 9/9/09, and I think for, if you already have existing, Rock Band instruments, you know, you can just buy the software, which I think is $60. You should probably check that. But then if you want to actually get the new instruments, they're amazing. They're totally gorgeous. Like, I just want to buy them to put them on my wall, honestly. I think the big bundle box is $250, and that's like the Hofner bass, Ringo's drums, a microphone stand, and a mic. And then there's some other like special content in there. And then the individual guitars, I believe, are around $100.
Right. Can you go more in depth on the new instruments?
Oh yeah, sure. So so for the Beatles Rock Band, we have there's Ringo's signature kit, which is sort of like styled after his, you know, sort of pearl inlay kit that he has. There's the Rickenbacker that I believe John played. There's the Gretsch that, let me start over because I always confuse who'd play what. Yeah, right.
We'll mix it up.
All right, cool. All right, so we have Ringo's signature drum set, which has, you know, sort of like the new pearl inlay. And then we've got like the Hofner bass. We've got, and for the guitars, we've got a Gretsch and we've got a Rickenbacker. And so they're kind of like, they're sort of like the signature guitar for, you know, each one of the Beatles. And basically that was something that we worked with, you know, either the Beatles themselves or with Olivia Harrison or Yoko Ono to sort of like figure that out. So yeah.
I think I have one more question. As far as like user customization, player customization, what kind of options do you have? I mean, can you dress them up in vintage Beatles wear, do hair, all that sort of thing, or what?
We were considering that at first, but we actually decided that we wanted to sort of make everything as historically accurate as possible without like being a history lesson. So when you pick a specific song, they're going to have a specific look that matches that era, you know. So, originally we were thinking like, oh, it'd be cool to have like them dressed up in walrus costumes in the Cavern Club, you know. But then we decided like, no, it's more legit if you like keep it locked to like the right thing, you know. So I'm the creative director for Harmonix, and I'm the creative director and project leader for the Beatles Rock Band.